Epilepsy Awareness, created by the Centre of Excellence, narrated by Jane Branch.
Centre of Excellence, Epilepsy Awareness. Module 1, Introduction to Epilepsy. Epilepsy is an umbrella term for a collection of neurological conditions consisting of epileptic seizures. These seizures can be short and in some cases even undetectable, while on the other end of the spectrum, they can continue for long periods, characterized by excessive shaking. Such periods of excessive shaking can result in physical injuries, including bone damage. To date, scientists have not been able to come up with a fixed underlying cause for the recurring seizures. Epilepsy is characterized by periods of shaking that recur. Isolated episodes can have other reasons other than epilepsy, such as poisoning or even alcohol withdrawal. Quite often, people with epilepsy have to face social isolation and stigma due to the condition and its effects. Several problems can lead to a person developing epilepsy, such as brain injury, brain tumours, birth defects and stroke. These conditions are considered external factors that may result in epilepsy, despite physicians not having a clear idea of the underlying cause behind the condition. In some cases, genetic mutations may also lead to people developing epilepsy. The physiology behind the seizures is rather simple to identify, since it is caused by abnormal activity of nerve cells in brain cortex. This is also used as a tool for diagnosis where other conditions are ruled out, which may have the same symptoms as epilepsy. Also, external factors such as electrolyte problems or alcohol withdrawal can also give the same symptoms as epilepsy, though they will be short-lived. The main modes of testing for epilepsy include brain imaging and blood tests. ECG tests can also be used to confirm but not rule out epilepsy. Seizures can be controlled by medication dedicated to curing the condition, with almost 70% of the cases responding positively to the treatment. In case medication is not effective, more extreme measures such as neurostimulation and surgery can also be taken. Epilepsy is not a lifelong condition in all cases, with a high proportion of patients being able to overcome the condition through continuous treatment. Globally, more than 22 million people suffer from the condition, with nearly 80% of them living in developing countries. The percentage of fatalities caused by epilepsy has also been steadily increasing, with nearly 116,000 deaths caused by the condition in 2013 alone. Developed countries such as the UK have different statistics as compared to developing countries. In this case, the onset of epilepsy is witnessed most often in the elderly and babies. On the other hand, developing countries witness the onset of the condition in young adults and older children. Almost 5 to 10% of the people in the world experience an unprovoked seizure before the age of 80, with the chance of a second seizure between 40 to 50%. Most countries place restrictions on driving for people with epilepsy, although these can be relaxed if the frequency of attacks is low or rare. Within Great Britain, more than 600,000 people fall prey to the condition, which translates into 1 in every 103 people having epilepsy. Moreover, 87 people are diagnosed with the condition on a daily basis. Not all people with epilepsy suffer from seizures, with the percentage of those having them being almost 48%. More than 70% of the patients are able to control their seizures with the help of effective treatment and right medication. Statistically, 5% of the population will suffer from at least one epileptic seizure at some point in their lives. Out of these, 80% of the people will develop epilepsy later on. People affected by the condition before the age of 20 are, in most cases,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?